4 VWA, mobile.
KN4RJN, where are you mobiling to there, Steve?
I'm going south, brother. I'm headed for Edgefield. And then from Edgefield, I got to cut across to Lexington. And then from Lexington, I get to come back home and set a concrete I-beam in the ground.
All right, brother.
Well, yeah, I had to. I'm buying myself a 1,000-watt automatic antenna tuner, and I'm having a $700 profit day today, so that's gonna cover that. So yeah, I gotta get out there and hit the salt mine.
Well, you'd be careful out there on the road and try to stay out of trouble.
I'm actually 2 miles an hour over the speed limit, so I'm just in my little ka-chunker here and just poking along and just doing my thing, taking it easy, playing on the radio.
Foggy here this morning, is it where you're at or is it burnt off by now?
On the Newberry exit on 26 here in just a couple of minutes. Matter of fact, I'm at mile marker 57, and I'm looking at blue clear sky, man. It's nice. Well, I mean, not completely. We got overcast, but I got nice chunks of blue sky, and hey, it looks nice. I'm seeing some sunshine.
Pretty socked in here as far as clouds. I don't see any blue anywhere or any sunshine, but it's the fog looks like it's burnt off.
Well, this is going to move up that way by about 1 or 2 o'clock, and, you know, maybe some of my mold will start drying out. been so wet, I'm getting moldy.
How far along is your concrete on your curing time?
Concrete in the ground on the 1st. And what is today? The 14th? Going up and down a little swag holes here. I might get a little scratchy from time to time. Well, then I am 15 days out on the curing time on the tower. And this Saturday, I'm going to do a test up, you know, with no load. What is this Saturday? That's the 18th. That puts me at 18 days cured.
It'd say on the cure time. Didn't it say like 28?
It does not say. But on the internet, you look at the internet, pretty much all of them say about 28 days to full hard cure. But, you know, at this point, if I put it up with pretty much no load, I should be okay.
Yeah, well, if it were me, I'd wait to 28, but I'm not you. You're not me.
I'm one of those type A's that can't be patient.
Been under the philosophy that if you don't have time to do it right, you sure don't have time to do it over.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, I'm just going to do a very light test run to vertical Saturday morning, and, you know, what I'm doing is I'm testing my winch and my tip over point.
So, you're going to try that this Saturday, you say?
Yeah, you want to come over and watch?
Plan she has for me, but yeah, I might do that.
Yeah, I've got to be in Charlotte at 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon, so I'm gonna get started on it probably about 9 o'clock.
Be able to get out of bed by then.
Come on by, bud. I know that's a massive undertaking to travel that far.
7.2 miles or something like that.
That, yeah. Oh, well. So, anyhow, I got the antenna assembled, and I put it on a short mast and ran that up in the air with my John Deere forklift, and it was not pretty. I got a lot of work to do.
We're going through some, thinking about a move, so we're trying to jettison stuff that we don't need anymore.
Part of that, did you say you guys are contemplating a move?
Sure. Not immediately, but in the foreseeable future.
You're in Greensboro calling?
I'm tired of moving, but looks like we're going to do it one more time.
Talking about up towards Greensboro?
Is the theory. I guess that's where we're headed.
Tell you what, getting up there next to the grandkids, it just might be worth it, bud.
After 20 years of moving, I'm kind of tired of it.
Ain't you there either. I tell you what, I told my wife this last time around when I built her that house that we're in now. Get ready to get set, baby, because that's where you're going to bury me out back.
I said about the last house we were in.
I know about famous last words, too, but I think these are set in concrete. I ain't going nowhere else.
We built the house in Anderson. I said the only way you're going to get me out of here is load me straight onto the hearse. But you see how well that worked out.
Happy life.
Followed me all over the world for 20 years, so I guess it's my turn to follow her.
Yeah. Yin and yang, give and take. Of course, you know, if we're men, we wind up giving more than we take.
Fairly sure that's true, but whatever. You're starting to get a little scratchy, and I got to go do something, so I'm going to pop on out of here. KN4RJN, you have a good day. I'm going to clear.
Just topped the hill here, and I'm down at mile marker 66, and I'll tell you something. I see the edge of the front, brother, and I see more blue sky than I do clouds. It looks awful nice. KN4RJN, have a good afternoon. Get her done, son. This is KN4, VWA. Clear.
You clear? Man, I see rain. KN4, UBG.
KN4, UBG. I'm down here at mile marker 66 on 26. And, bud, I'm looking into the edge of the clouds, and then beyond that is clear blue sky. It's so pretty.
Heading back that way. Gap right here, GSB on my right here, but other than that, I don't see no blue sky other than that little gap I see. But, yeah, you should have had a repeater down about, I guess, I can't remember if that's exit 72 or exit 79, somewhere down in there. You should have had a repeater all the way down there.
Columbia. You know, with little dropouts here and there and scratchy spots, but I've used it all the way down to 26 and 20.
Before I get there, if you look up on the hill and see the Samsung building up there on the hill, you'll see it build the exit right there to the right. And once you see that exit, the Samsung building, once I pass that Samsung building, I usually lose it. I mean, some places down there I can key it up, but I don't get too good feedback from
them. They've taken it back to the original on the repeater, and we got our tail squelch back. They're finalizing the software before they go permanent on the tower, or rather on the repeater upgrades.
I noticed we got the tail squelch back, and I noticed that the feedback in the repeater, you know, it comes in a little bit better, and, you know, there's some good sides to it, and there's still some bad sides cut to it. I still like it the way it was, you know, because on Echo Link, I really had a hard time checking in last night. Because, you know, with the tail squelch being up, you know, and that app, you know, it takes a second for it to swap back over. I couldn't get into the repeater that good with it last time on Echo Link.
Quick, how it does.
Yeah. Well, it should. it should do pretty good. Hopefully.
I mean, I think the concrete should have done geared by now. I mean, it wasn't like it's a giant size slab. Usually about 7 days, you know, usually what they do on concrete. Sometimes they'll tell you 28 days for a full gear, but my buddy, he poured that slab and put that tire and everything else up and had everything going, you know, and in about 7-8 days, and his is still standing.
It'll be 18 days on Saturday, son. I'm hoping that's going to be enough.
I mean, you're on top of that hill over there. I mean, you know, it should have done geared. The last slab that I poured and put a tower in, which had been years ago, I poured a 3x3x3, and I think it's four days, I had the antenna and everything else up on the tower. You know, it was a 50-footer. I mean, it wasn't that tall. But we put everything up. It was two antennas on it. There was a set of Moonraker 4s up there, then there was a all-directional up there, ground plane.
Like I said, I'm going to go up, no load. It should be fine.
Good. It'll be good to go. I mean, 18 days, I mean, it should have done geared by now, definitely. But when you going to try to get everything put on? You going to try for the 25th?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm shooting for. I'm going to have an antenna party on the 25th. And I'm hoping to get W4DJW up there. Maybe a couple of other really good smart ones up there, and help me get that thing really, really zeroed in.
I'm planning on being there. I mean, I ain't really, really smart as it comes to getting all the stuff, you know, right yet. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know a little bit about it, but I'm still learning myself. But I mean, I'm more willing to help you do whatever you got to do.
Well, I appreciate that, bud. Yeah, you're welcome. Come on. Hey, we both probably wind up learning something.
Like hanging out with people like that, man. I mean, people that's been in it for a while. I mean, you know, you learn a lot. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good people out there that's willing to show you stuff, you know, and that's what I'm willing to learn, you know, because somewhere down the road, man, when all the older guys die off, they're going to have to be somebody to pick it up and take over where, you know, where they leave off at. So, I mean, somebody's going to have to keep the hobby going, you know. That's why I want to get in with, you know, the guys around the repeaters and stuff like that, you know, because one day, you know, somebody's going to have to go put on work on that stuff, you know. You learn what you can learn and that'll help you, you know, in the near future.
Hey, 221 fuel this morning, and I thought I got a good deal. Man, I'm down here too, Barry, and they're all $2.15 a gallon.
It's a little bit cheaper on that side of town for some reason. I don't know why. I mean, that's the way it is. Over by my house, I think it's like $2. I don't know what it was. And I went down to the back side of Newberry and all there around Christmas time and got fuel, and it was cheaper down there.
I don't know why we have to pay more up there when they can get it cheaper here, and they're not even near the pipeline.
It's to do with traffic-wise. I mean, wherever the heaviest traffic is, that's where they raise the fuel prices, is what I'm thinking. Because, you know, when you get down in places like that where, you know, they get a lot of people, you know, travel through there, you know, they drop the fuel prices in order to get people to buy more fuel. But out here around 85, 385, and places like that, you know, the fuel prices is high. I don't know what the fuel prices is here where I'm at, but I'm right here at the Sphinx station. I'm looking at cash price on regular here. It is $217.9,
credit price is $227.9.
I guess I just got took this morning because everything around Edmond is $221.
$222 over where I live at. Right there in Fountain End, Simpsonville. I think that's what I paid for it the other night was $222.
I think they can sell it to us a lot cheaper than they do, you know. Well, anyhow, it is what it is. Listen, I'm running south. I just passed through Newberry's going out the other side. And you're just about up there where you're going to go in, aren't you?
Winter to awning right here at Sphinx. That's probably why I'm a little bit scratchy. But, yeah, I'm sitting here at the Sphinx right here on 290 right here. Right here next to the Waffle House. Getting ready to leave here, and yeah, I'm probably about another 5 minutes, 10 minutes out from the job site, because it usually takes them about 3 or 4 minutes to get me in the gate back there.
Robert on those parts.
Wait and try to do it at another time, I guess, you know, when he's feeling better. You know, he said he wasn't feeling too hot. He was still trying to get over the bug. So I guess we're going to wait and do it another time, which ain't no big deal. I mean, I'm not in no really big rush right now, but I still got to get this other tree taken down. And after that, now, I'll be ready to get that first section of tower put up. Then get my other two sticks and my first set of guide wires put on. But I guess we're going to meet somewhere else, or we'll do it another time or something. You know, I'll get with him between now and then. I might get with him this weekend if I'm out moving around. I got to go take that test this weekend and try for the general class again. But other than that, I don't have too much planned for this weekend. KN4, UBG.
WA, and I did not come up with that hook last night, but I've got another way, I've got another source, and I might be able to get you that hook, bud.
I mean, if you can, it'd be nice, but if you can't, I ain't too much worried about it. I mean, you know, everything I need to study is on that website thing that I'm looking at, and that's kind of how I'm doing it. It's, I forgot what it is. It's some type of hamsomething.org. And that's what I'm pulling it up on now, which seems to be a different, a little bit nicer website than I used the last time. I mean, it seems to be, you know, pretty decent. I mean, everything that I've studied so far and everything I've seen that was on the test is on there. So, it's pretty up-to-date.
Good. All right. Well, hey, you'll get past this coming Saturday, bud. You'll pass. So, all right. Well, how am I coming through there now? Am I still pretty clear?
Biggie's vent's a little scratchy, but, I mean, you're not dropping out none. I mean, your voice is not dropping out. Just the signal's dropping out a little bit, but, I mean, I can read everything that you're saying. I mean, it's readable, just a little bit scratchy and poppy sounded, but you still got the repeater.
Pop a little rise here, it ought to get real clear. As a matter of fact, right about now, it ought to be getting just about right tight. How do I sound now?
Same on my end. I mean, I had the tail squeals coming back to me pretty clear. But still a little bit choppy, but I mean, I can understand everything you're saying. I mean, it just sounded like you're going through a little bit of a dead spot there, but other than that, I mean, it sounds good.
All right. Well, listen, I'm going to drop on out of here for a few minutes. I got to come up here and stop and get myself something to drink. Let me get out and stretch my legs for a few minutes. So, I'll jump out of here, and I'll call you back in just a little bit to see if you're still there.
Well, you have a good one, safe moving down that way, and we'll say 73s for the time being, and watch out for all them nuts on the road, and we'll holler back at you in a little bit. KN4VWA, KN4UBG, I'll be sitting back monitoring.
UBG, KN4VWA, 73s, buddy. We'll catch you in a little bit. Clear.
VWA.
And Steve, a little froggy out here today.
I'm on here but just a minute because I'm way south. I'm down below Greenwood headed for Edgefield, and I don't know how well I'm coming through, but I tell you, long about mile marker 66 on 26, I hit the edge of the cloud cover, and brother, right now it is brilliant. Blue, clear sky. It's gorgeous.
Well, send it this way. Boy, yeah, we could use that, buddy. Anyways, I'm just headed down for a doctor's regular appointment scheduled. And Bernice is with me, and it's still foggy here in Greenville. And just trying to make it to the appointment on time, as usual. You always wait too late to go, and supposed to get there early and all of that junk. You're coming in good, a little crackling and popping, but that's a long haul down there. You're doing all right, Steve. Those words back, because that was pretty bad. I think you're getting out on the fringes.
Oh, I ought to be getting a little bit clearer now. I'm coming back up a rise. You know how it is down here. You're up and down, up and down, up and down, all up and down these little hills. But I ought to be all right now. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I won't be on here but a minute, because it's so up and down. But right now, I ought to be coming through pretty good.
Yeah, excellent. No problem at all copying you, Steve. What are you doing, working down that way?
In fact, I'm almost down here at Batesville-Leesville. Batesburg-Leesville, not Batesville-Leesburg. Got it backwards there. It looks like it's going to be about a $700 profit day. So that'll keep me out of trouble on my budget, because I just ordered a LDG IT1000 Pro 2 antenna tuner, automatic antenna tuner.
And I run the MFJ998, and my friend Bill, N4IQ, has several of them, and we love them. They do really good. And I've heard good stories about that LGG stuff, too.
One of the LDGs, it's a 100, IT100, no, AT100, and I've got it on that 706, and it just works good. So, you know, hey, I'm just sticking with what has worked well for me.
Nice. Well, mine's 1,500 watts, and so are Bill's, and they work really good. And you can spend however little or however much you want to spend on a tuner. I know Bob's got one of those $1,500 ones, and it does it in a different way and a better way, but it all winds up doing the same thing. But have stepping motors and variable capacitors and inductors in there that it does it with. Mine does it with printed circuit board relays, as I would say most of them probably do nowadays. But that ought to serve you well. How many watt tuner is it?
1,000, 1K.
For you? What that amplifier you got? I had to have a little more than that. I got a 1,200-watt amplifier that I'm using, and so I had to buy the 1,500. But it's a requirement. There's no getting around it. Whenever you get an amp, you got to get something to match it there.
Yep, yep. Well, I tell you what, I got a call coming in, and I'm really getting out here on the edge, so I'm going to go ahead and take this call. So I'm going to say, Sammy, NZTR, this is
KM4
VWA, clear.
Okay, Steve, KM4 VWA, NZTR, 73, be careful out there.
4 DWA, W1, REO Mobile.
And I can't remember the suffix. So this is NZTR, this is Tom, and he just went out of range south of Greenwood down there, I wanted to tell you.
Parking time, and just thought I'd give him a quick try one more time. So it's W1RER Rich. We met at the meeting the other night, Monday.
Business, Rich. Well, let me shut up for just a second here, and we'll see if Steve gets back in there. He was going to a phone. What? Oh, he's going to Edsfield, if you know where that's at. I don't. But south of Greenwood, I think. And he was working. So I'll leave a little lag here, and maybe Steve can get back in. This is NZTR.
Topping,
when I talk to him, I know I hear the repeater up at Asheville a lot of times, but in Hendersonville and up in that area, real good. But then it depends on which top of the hill you're on, of course. But it's really doing a good job. Well, I'm headed for a doctor's appointment if I can ever get there. If these working people get out of my way this morning, Rich.
Bring the wife up to physical therapy so I get to sit here for 45 minutes while they break her foot and fix her toes and hopefully fix them.
Sounds painful. I just canceled an appointment for one of my big toes, and it took, I'd say 2 or 2.5, 3 months to get in. They only have one podiatrist in the Greenville system. And so that's why they set you back. Well, by then, my toe was feeling better, so I thought, why waste the guy's time? It was all swollen up and everything. Probably gout, and it's since then subsided, so I just canceled it yesterday, matter of fact. Well, I hope she does well. I never used to believe much in that physical therapy, but I'm 100% wrong.
Work, we had knee problems back in 2013, and we did have an operation on it, and then physical therapy for 6 months to learn how to walk again. So I do believe in it.
Slipped and fell one time in the oil next to a slobs machine that would never clean it up, and management would never make him clean it up by a very extremely large machine tool. And I had been up inside this electrical panel, and you actually stood up in it. And I come down, and I had to walk through that, and I went down on the concrete and injured my back a little bit. And I raised Cain when they said they were going to send me to physical therapy. And they did. And I told the guy after a week or so I wanted him to release me. And, of course, he didn't want to do that. So the doctor asked me why, and I said, well, I think it's quackery, and I said, it ain't doing no good. So he called the guy up from the physical therapy. Boy, was this person that quit texting up ahead of me and get out of my way. Well, the guy come up there, and he was built like Charles Atlas, if you know what I mean. And he said, Tom, why do you want to be released? And I said, you tell everybody beyond every curtain in here the same thing. And I said, it's a racket. And he said, I can understand that. He says, you're sort of saying I'm a quack. I said, yeah, that's pretty close. And he says, I'll tell you what I'll do. He says, if you'll do what I tell you for 2 weeks and give me your word, if it doesn't do any good, I'll release you. And I said, that's a deal. So I went ahead and did what he said for 2 weeks. And I come back and I apologize to the guy. let me kill this phone. Because he was exactly right. That was a butt call of some kind. And it worked. So he accepted the apology, and I continued to do them, and I still do them now and then, Rich.
Yep. Well, that's good. You know, that physical therapy helped. And I kind of felt the same way at first, but after about 3-4 days and they had me walking with a walker, I was happy with that. So, but yeah, it was a little bit of a long road, but we kind of can walk normal for the most part. So, well, I will get back to you in a few if you're still by. All right. W1RAL will be clear.
Roger, Roger. N0TR is clear.